Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and it's time to delve into the Bugle's past once again. Now, scallops might sound like an unlikely cause of war, but I'm sure you'll remember not that long ago these innocent and delicious creatures of the sea almost pushed Britain and France to the brink. It's Bugle 4079. I was joined by Alice Fraser in the woods at the End of the Road Festival, and of course, we could not miss the opportunity for some seafood-based puns.
Top story this week. Are you happy with the world, generally? No, out of 10, how would you score the world right now?
Two, three.
Dog shit out of 10. Just,
that's a high eight.
It's about but on the plus side, there's a story of great positivity this week, and that is that we are now at war with France. One, two, three, four, we have declared scallop war, and I don't know if you've seen this, but British boats and French boats have been clashing in the Channel in a battle about scallops. I mean, it's just 213 years since the Battle of Trafalgar, so it's really just running on in the grand scheme of things. So this is, so British boats appeared off the coast of Normandy. See how you like it, you Norman bastards! That's for what you did to King Harold. Never forget. There were also, so around 40 small French boats clashed with five larger British boats. The boats bumped each other. Stones were thrown, and sorry if there's any children in, insults were hurled, and up to 10,000 people were killed or injured. up to being the key words there. It was 10,000 fewer than 10,000, but still. And in the middle of this, some heartbroken scallops were screaming, I don't know who to love! I just want to be cooked in the tastiest way possible.
I mean, the boats on both sides threw stones at one another. Where are they getting the stones? On a boat. They are the least floaty thing. I don't know. UK fishermen are now demanding government protection while the French are bewailing the loss of what they call a primary resource, which I assume is that.
Does that not scream primary resource to you? To me, it's very hard to eat a scallop these days without thinking to yourself, Aphrodite, you are not what you once were. So I don't know what you thought of this. I mean, I thought when it came to the fisherman, the person who, you know, with all these scallops, I thought they were being a little bit shellfish.
Oh, f***ing hell.
Sorry.
I mean, in this kind of conflict, the one who wins is the one who ends up with the most muscles, right?
Boom, there we go. My local Chinese restaurant ran out of scallops because of this battle. The owner had visited from Shanghai especially for a scallop and black bean sauce dish. He was very, very disappointed. Really, very, absolutely crestfallen. He really was a crustacean. Crustacean. Sorry. I mean, is this going to lead now to? Because I mean, this clearly was a resumption of hostilities in the Brexit phase that we're all enjoying now. Could this lead to more tit for tat revisiting some of our great wars of the past with our European enemies. I mean, are we going to see more armadas to Spain? Or, I mean, on the same scale, just a guy hiring a pedalo and urinating in the sea off San Sebastian. Maybe with Germany, we'll just send a guy over in a hot air balloon to throw a sausage roll at a reservoir. Well, we'll resume hostilities with Italy by getting an angry red-headed woman to smash up a pizza restaurant in Colchester. So, take back control, people. And also in Brexit news, Theresa May, our great leader, sent by God to rule us all, she's been to Africa, and this happened. Now, to be honest, what I was slightly surprised with was that when she turned up in Africa, people didn't say, "Oh, we've been expecting you. Where the f*** is all our stuff?" You wouldn't believe it. You've come at a very bad time. We are fresh out of endangered hippos for you to shoot. Now, I'm no dance expert, Alice. The only times I dance in public are when I'm trying to avoid a wasp at a picnic and or gunfire aimed at my feet. Or the only other time is when I'm demonstrating to my children the things I do not want to see a British Prime Minister doing in public. Talk us through, as the Bugle dance correspondent, Alice, talk us through this.
I mean, look, she's doing some very awkward middle-aged white lady dance moves, but I find them very reassuring. I think Theresa May is the appropriate dance competence for a woman of her age, station, and, let's be honest, nationality. I don't think people are adequately considering exactly how horrifying it would have been if she were a good dancer. Can you imagine how devastating it would be to the morale of the nation if she'd broken out a vicious breakdance backflip in the midst of a gaggle of innocent African children? Really? I mean, there are a few moves in there where she looks like she's trying to invoke an evil spirit, but to be honest, that is consistent with the rest of her politics, so I'm fine with it. I don't know, I generally resent having to pay attention to news about what people are wearing or their bodies when there are more important things to focus on, like whether she actually managed to secure a favourable trade deal or what ancient evil from the bowels of the earth she's loosed upon the world with that weird arm move she did.
How about some sperm news?
Oh, yes. Didn't see that one coming. Hey, come on. Oh,
family
come on,
show, Alice. Now, this is another aspect of Brexit that we weren't told about before we voted on it, and that is the potential devastating news that we could be struggling for supplies of Danish sperm after Brexit. It turns out that if we don't get a good deal, then there's going to be a huge shortage of Danish sperm, and it turns out that Danish sperm is the sperm of choice for IVF in this country.
Yeah, Danish semen makes up almost half of all non-British male reproductive material imported to the UK in 2017. So now a no-deal Brexit might mean not only food shortages, but a desperate jizz drought.
Coincidentally, that was the name of a prog rock band I was in as a student.
Everyone in the waiting line for some classic Scandinavian spunk will have to hold on to their wombs or figure out how to assemble thousands of tiny gametes from a flat pack with only an Allen key, which is what my friend Alan calls his penis. Well, I think the lead is being buried here in these millions of little Danish pre-immigrants pre-coming here, impregnating our women in what is admittedly a more consensual manner than is their ancient tradition.
They have never apologised. Awful, awful people. In other sperm news, this is from... Which one of those do you think is going to win? Shall we run a book on it?
I have to Google at work because of you.
That was a Kenny Rogers song, incidentally. Early in China, there was a Chinese sperm bank that was appealing for only communist donors. So they were only taking communist sperms.
Yeah, they made a request for sperm only from men with an abiding love for the socialist motherland and good ideological thoughts, which begs the question of when exactly he needs to be having those thoughts. Is it a general pro-communist attitude, or does he need to be thinking about the Communist Party as he stands in a lonely plastic room surrounded by nationalist pornography, providing the most patriotic possible sample? Sheds a new light on the phrase, lie back and think of China.
But interestingly, actually, sperms are communists. Well, Stalinists, technically, in that only one of them achieves anything and millions of them die for nothing. Take that, Stalin! Take that! It's hard to see him coming back from that satirical broadside. So, time to move on. Have you got any more sperm news, or is...
No, I'm dry.
Let's...
Give me 20 minutes to recuperate and I'll come back and try again. Cheers.
That was another top story. Thank you for listening. For more from Alice, go and listen to the latest Gargle, our sister publication, the glossy magazine to the Bugle's relentlessly factual broadsheets. Information about all the shows in the Bugle stable at thebuglepodcast.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.